everybody. Welcome to another episode of Potions and Potpourri. This is a D&D podcast where we do all sorts of stuff. We talk about things, we have some live plays, we interview people, and what we're doing this time is another potions episode where we make something spur of the moment.
Woo!
I'm Kayla.
And this is Keisha.
We're really excited because today we're going to make D&D party. So we're going to randomly generate four characters to be in a D&D party. We have a few generators pulled up that we're going to kind of cycle through for each person and just see what we can come up with.
Yep, so we're basically, we're going to do like kind of like the four main types of classes, basically. That
kind of. We're going to try and balance it out at least.
Yeah, at least like a balanced party-ish, where each generator is going to give us a starting point, and then we have to fill in the blanks from there.
Yep.
So, like, one of them's just going to be a name, and we have to do everything else. And yep. Another one's going to be, like, bonds and flaws and things like that. So, potions is a very experimental portion of our podcast.
The whole point is to make things spur of the moment, which is what we're doing with this. So, we're going to make four characters, and they're going to be in a party together. Feel free to use them or some variety of them. We would just like to know if you use them. That'd be really cool to hear about it. And for some background, we are using some generators, three of which that we learned about through Jenny D, who has a really good video on YouTube about character generators for getting ideas.
And is a lovely person in general.
We're a big fan. She's not affiliated with our show, unfortunately.
No, but
we just take a lot of inspiration from her.
Yeah.
So of the sites that we're using, and we can link these later, one of them is called Who the Fuck is My D&D Character?
It's pretty great. Highly recommend.
The other is springhole.com.
Also adorable and great. Also recommend.
We have Tetracube, which gives you a lot of detailed character options. And then a final one that we'll kind of bounce off of, or one of the final ones, is by a man named Levi Blodgett. And he has a GitHub website, which does fully generated character sheets. And we have one name generator site
as
well. Yeah,
it's just the fantasy name generator. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of y'all probably use.
So yeah, and those combinations of things, we're going to make four characters of some kind. So,
and again, total improv. We don't know what's going to happen or what's going to get made.
So the first character we're going to make, we're going to use Who the Fuck is My D&D Character. It kind of just gives you one funny blurb. But specifically it gives you like a personality trait, a race, and a class with like a description of that character.
Yep.
So we're gonna generate three of those, pick the one that we like the best.
Go from there.
And then go from there and make a character for our first party. So let's get started with the first one.
Maybe this will be kind of an interesting insight too, to see our character process making.
Yeah, this is things that we've used to help us make our own characters. Okay, so the first character we might have is a short-tempered half-elf ranger from a royal lineage who only has two more years before a demon comes back to claim their soul.
Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, that sounds pretty
interesting. That's really cool. Half-elf ranger from a royal lineage.
Where a demon's gonna come back for their soul.
So man, I feel
that
like
sounds like an anime.
This person would be like a warlock or something.
Instead of a ranger?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they're a ranger. They could be a
multi-class.
Yeah, because they would have some kind of, like, pact.
Maybe because they're a half-elf, there was some kind of
curse
deal going on there. Like, maybe one of the family members was like, oh, your blood is tainted. You're gonna have a demon. Or maybe it could be a whole, like, oh, if she pricks her finger on a spindle spinny thingy that makes yarn, whatever that was from Sleeping Beauty.
Yep.
You know, it'll summon a demon, you know.
Yeah, and he's short-tempered because he knows that the demon's coming for her soul.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Let's see what else we get. A helpful dwarf warlock from a mid-level cult who insists they are the reincarnation of a legendary warrior.
Huh. This one sounds like it's a really perky little guy that maybe doesn't realize what he's into, like...
You mean with his deity?
Like, with his deity and the cult? Like, they kind of manipulated him, like, oh, yeah, it's
I like
friendly warrior. Yep, it's not someone who's going to end the world.
I like that it's only a mid-level cult.
Yeah, a mid-level.
and that they're the reincarnation of a legendary warrior.
But nobody takes him seriously. Yeah. So.
But he's still helpful. He's all right, the last one. A loud half-orc monk from a hastily erected tent city who hasn't accomplished anything in their short life yet. Okay, I really like that.
Oh my god.
That one's funny. I mean, loud half-orc monk is just a great character.
Yeah, who hasn't accomplished anything yet.
He's from a hastily erected tent city, so I would assume it's like, maybe he grew up like in the outskirts of some city.
But they're very nomadic, maybe traveling around.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say, but that's a good idea too. I was thinking more like he grew up kind of at the tail end of like a war where like actual suburbs and towns had been destroyed, you know, and they're like living outside of a city, just like living on like rations and stuff.
Maybe that's why his life is short.
Yeah.
Because there's not much out there anymore.
Well, I guess he hasn't seen anything in his short life yet. He would have seen a lot if he was in the middle of a war.
That's also true.
But yeah, a nomadic tribe would be more likely. They just like set up wherever they travel to, but it's been pretty uneventful.
Maybe they actively avoid anywhere major or anything interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, they want the basic life because they know that's a peaceful life. And this orc is like, no, let me be free.
Well, which one of those did you like the best? We had the short-tempered half-elf ranger with the only 2 years before the demon comes back for them. The helpful dwarf warlock with a mid-level cult who believes that he's the resurrection of some great warrior. Or the loud half-orc monk from a tent city who hasn't accomplished anything yet.
The last two are, I think the first one, as cool as it is, it's a little bit stereotypical.
Sure.
And, I mean, who hasn't done that one? I like the other two a lot more.
Okay. I
feel like you're leaning towards this.
I like the half-orc monk, but I think that the mid-level cult with the reincarnation is a better story. So
it's true. There's a little bit more given that we could take off with.
A dwarf warlock just sounds cool.
I know, yeah, actually. And I like the thought still that he's just like this really, I don't know why he's he now, but he's just like really happy all the time, yeah. You know? And he's just like, yo, I'm helping my people and I'm gonna become this like legendary, amazing person that's so nice. And the cult's like, yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that. So he's a warlock. What would his patron be?
Oh, man. I don't really know the patrons.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be like a really trickstery one.
Oh.
That, I mean, this is the story I'm building in my head that like is making this dwarf think that he's doing something good, but it's actually something very bad. Like he's going to trigger at the end of the world.
And maybe like the person that he thinks he's going to reincarnate as is like a savior, Santa. But he's really, like, terrible.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He thinks he's getting, like, the ultimate good guy.
Well, there is the trickster is a patron.
Oh.
So.
Well, maybe that's the one.
Anyways.
Just stirring up shit.
And so
that's our spell.
He's from a cult, which makes sense.
And they're all hiding this, too, from him. It's like this whole, like, thing where whenever he's coming home, they, like, have to change all the banners to, like, this, like, fluffy pink sheep or something.
Instead of the doodler.
This, this, like, evil demonic depiction of just horrors unimaginable.
Okay, let's figure out what his name is.
Oh, man. His name has to be something very adorable.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It has to be adorable.
It has to be. He has to fit him. He's like very happy, you know, and very, you know, I'm kind of taking over this character, I guess.
That's okay. We're making four of them, so.
That is true. Man, making names on the spot is always hard. I can't do names on the spot well.
I mean, we can look at generators, you know.
That's also true. That's kind of the theme today. Just generating all the things. Sometimes I literally just sit there and just, like, make words. And sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't. Handervam.
Handervam.
Man.
Hefty
tit. I don't know. Oh, I feel like it should be kind of like a rhymey name for some reason.
Oh, man. It's a Dabrak.
Dabrak.
Is that weird?
Dabble.
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 I like that one.
His name is Dabble.
Dabble Smashing Lun.
Smashing one?
Smashing Lun.
Smashing Lun? What's a Lun?
I don't know. That's his last name.
Dabble. I actually kind of like that name a lot. Dabble.
So Dabble the Dwarf Warlock. Some kind of trickster. God. He's happy. He's part of some mid-level cult. What does he look like?
Oh, man.
What color hair does he have?
Got a really happy face, you know.
Like rosy cheeks.
Always smiling.
Yeah.
Buttony nose.
Yep. It's very like Santa Claus.
Santa. Yeah, I imagine like his glorious little mustache like curls upward and twirls at the ends. You know?
I imagine him blonde.
Blonde, all right.
Then yeah, like maybe smaller for a dwarf.
Yeah,
on the smaller even more side, so. Not like super like muscled like a regular dwarf would be probably.
Right,
since he's a warlock, he's not a fighter,
yeah,
so
he doesn't necessarily need to. I feel like he wears ridiculous robes of what he thinks is like what his cult represents. That they always have to switch over to
like
when he's around.
Like neon colors.
Neon.
Like really bright green.
Something that's
and
like
purple.
Kind of absurd.
Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous. And he thinks those are like the colors of his clan.
Okay.
All right, so there's our magic user.
So we have Dabble the Dwarf Warlock.
Yay!
All right, that's number one.
Dabble, we're going to have to put him in the campaign.
I know, she's just getting ideas.
Oh, man. All right, so what's the next one we're going to do? Do we want to do the name generator and create a whole character based off the name?
Yeah.
Or do we actually want to do that last since the other ones are going to randomize?
That's true.
Okay.
We can do the
Spring Hole?
Yeah. So Spring Hole is just going to give us like a, like basically four words in a sentence that describe somebody. Determined magic teacher child.
What?
Excitable, fighty alien grandma.
Excitable, fighty
alien grandma. I like that actually. The other one is artificial, eager Dr. Bean.
No, grandma.
Okay.
Grandma wins this.
So the alien grandma is
excitable.
Awesome.
Oh
so she
God.
Could be a gif.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, because yeah, they're alien sense, creatures. And excitable. I mean, she could be a gith monk. I made a gith monk NPC before.
Monk or barbarian?
Oh, yeah. Excitable. Or a paladin.
That's true. But just, like, seeing this, like, little old lady just suddenly
oh my
be like,
God. A barbarian,
a
excitable
barbarian
grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, she, like, gets angry if you, like, don't like her cookies or something. Like.
What kind of get? The Yonki or a...
The nice ones. No, probably the more, like, the swordsy ones. Because one
I
of them are, like,
I think
that's
like, a Gazari, yeah. I think the Gazari are the battle ones. Whatever.
It's
a barbarian gif. And she's old.
Mimsy. Don't mess with Mad Mimsy.
Mad Mimsy. I like it. Mad Mimsy.
Mad Mimsy and Dibble. Dabble. Dibble.
What is she like? Like, what's kind of a personality trait for her? Well, excitable, but... So, she rages easily.
Yes.
But is it... You know, we've kind of talked about this before, but the rage doesn't have to be connected to anger.
No, yeah, exactly.
So, she's excitable. So, whenever she gets, like, really happy, or if she's, like, really proud of you...
Maybe when her, like, super grandma urges come about, you know... I
That's
must
really
buy you everything in the store.
What, do you want me to make you a lasagna?
Or is that a poodle? Of poodles.
So a barbarian Gitsari elderly woman. Mad Mimsy. She rages easily. What does she look like?
Oh, man. So it's a gif, right?
So probably tall and lanky. I mean, I imagine.
She's gonna have, like, the classic, like, super... curly, poofy grandma hair. You know? Slippers.
Oh my god. Like with the bunny heads on them.
Yeah. So maybe it could be like a D&D creature. So instead of like bunny heads, it's like owl dragons or something.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And she like always collects like little animals, like cats or something.
Like figurines.
Yeah, oh my god.
Like she just has...
She has like pockets to collect them.
And it's just like old Kleenex.
Little antiques.
And like little like
she
glass figurines.
From but they're her bag of holding.
But they're like 5 years old.
Yeah, they're all like well past their date.
She always needs to rest. She needs a short rest like every hour.
Except for when she gets all mad mimsy, then she's full of energy.
Oh man. What would her like weapon be then?
Oh my god, it could, I mean, there's the basic like cane, but
no, I was thinking like a giant sewing needle.
Oh my gosh,
you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, or she has like a pair of sewing needles, like those oversized ones where you can make like the jumbo blankets.
Yeah.
And
oh, she also has to have giant glasses that make her eyes like bug-like and huge.
Cute. I love it. Yeah, so she can dual wield her giant knitting needles.
Nice. Dual wield.
All right, well, that's number two.
All right. Oh, man.
We're just flying through them.
I know. This is actually going a lot quicker than I expected.
Okay.
Right, what was it? The bonds and flaws we wanted to start with.
Yeah, that. So that's based off of the Levi Blodgett, like, full character sheet.
And it literally fills out, like, your typical D&D 5e character.
And you
sheet.
Can, like, change. You can roll with point by. You can roll with standard array. You can do a logical version, so it's actually, like, stacked appropriately. Or you can just do some kind of random Ooh. Shit.
I definitely have to say, side note, that I am the kind of person where we, at least the groups I've been in, we always roll for our stats. We do have the rule of you can reroll ones because we don't want it to be utter shit. But it's nice to have a variety and an interesting character where it's not like, oh, you're like super good at everything. You know, you have at least some sort of weakness.
So this one's bonds and flaws?
Yes.
So a bond. I sponsor an orphanage to keep others from enduring what I forced. What I was forced to endure.
Wow, that's a little too
I know.
Real.
Flaws. My pride will probably lead to my destruction.
Wow.
Maybe.
Those two don't go together.
Bond. I hate someone. Hate them so much it spreads to their family and friends.
Wow.
That's deep. And flaw. Despite my best efforts, I am unreliable to my friends.
Aw, sad.
That's pretty good. Bond. I am the last of my tribe, and it's up to me to ensure their names enter legend. I can't resist messing with people who are more powerful than me.
Well, these ones aren't quite as silly as the previous ones that we've done, but sometimes it's good to have a grounded character.
Bond. I am driven by nightly dreams about a mysterious figure who repeats an ominous phrase.
Huh.
That one's good. If there's a plan, I'll forget it. If I don't forget it, I'll ignore it.
That's the one.
I like
that. That's the
I
one.
Mean, that's just like basic role playing. So
relate to that.
Okay, so what kind of character would be driven by nightly dreams about a mysterious figure who repeats an ominous
phrase?
Oh my
god, this should be the kind of character that like never gets any sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of a like a Debbie Downer kind of character, you know. Game of Thrones. What's that one guy's name? Dour Ed or something like that? Or did you ever watch Game of Thrones or read them?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's what I thought. It's the like really depressing guy who's always like super sarcastic all the time. And, oh, we're probably all gonna die.
The Hound?
No, not the Hound. He's Dolorous Ed. I think that's his name.
Mm. But I don't remember him for some reason.
That's fine.
Minor character.
But I kind of imagine this kind of character who's, like, always constantly sleep-deprived because he doesn't want to see this figure.
Well, maybe a rogue would be good for that, because he'd probably be, like, sneaking around at night a lot more.
Sure.
Like, looking for
always
this person.
Always on high alert, pretty twitchy.
And he'd be, like, you know, he'd probably be, like, used to being the one that would be up at night because he doesn't sleep very well.
Right, he doesn't want to sleep, so he's like, no, it's all right, I'll stay up, it's okay, guys.
And, like, because of that, he always forgets the plans or he ignores it because
oh
he's probably, like, chaotic neutral or something.
or he's like always constantly on the lookout for whatever that creature is. Maybe he doesn't really know like when he's dreaming and what's reality. So he's kind of unreliable there too and does like really bizarre stuff.
So one of the personality traits for the same generator is I'm methodical, calculating, and exacting unless I've had anything to drink at all.
Uh-oh. So this guy like stays away from drink, but if he has like just one cup, he's just all over the place.
But normally he can have his shit together, except he's like usually just kind of sleep deprived.
Right, yeah.
So a rogue?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think this would be a rogue character. That seems very fitting.
What race?
Oh, man.
This could be anything, really.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I could really...
So we have a Gith, and we have a Dwarf.
That's already pretty...
Pretty different. Unique, yeah. I mean, it could be really anybody.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty general... What is it that he is dreaming about?
I mean, I imagine that he's being, like, haunted by some kind of, like, demon, or... Because it's a mysterious figure who repeats an ominous phrase.
Mysterious figure, okay.
So maybe, or like a soothsayer or something that keeps, like, trying to contact him through his dreams. And yeah, maybe, like, the ominous phrase, he just, like, maybe it's in, like, infernal or something, so he doesn't understand it. But he, like, he understands, like, the feeling behind it.
Yeah, you know, he can get the
So it could just be, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a god or a deity. It could just be, like I said, like, a soothsayer or somebody that keeps trying to send him a message, but he doesn't speak the language.
Maybe he could somehow tie into the rest of this party where it's actually, like, a warning about, like the dwarf or something. Like, don't let him follow his destiny. He's gonna turn into something horrific. But he has no idea. So he's, like, freaked out by this voice or something.
You won't like Mad Mimsy when she gets angry.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, he's always, like, walking on eggshells around Mad Mimsy.
I mean, he could be, like, a tiefling. He could be, like, a Goliath. A Goliath rogue would be kind of weird, but not impossible.
But hey!
He could be, like, a halfling or a human.
For some reason, I keep thinking maybe just, like, human, which isn't exactly exciting, I get that, but
well, whatever.
It's kind
Humans
of what
are cool.
See.
Yeah, a rogue human that is troubled by ominous dreams, some kind of, like, message that he doesn't understand.
He has no idea what
But it's driving
for.
Him on this quest, you know? Like, mm-hmm. he knows he has to go somewhere and, like, solve this riddle.
He has to do something.
Yeah.
That's his thing. He's like, I have to go...
Do something.
Something. I have to go somewhere.
And that's why, like, if there's a plan, he'll forget it or ignore it because it doesn't align with any of his values.
Yes. And also, the sleep deprivation, I feel like, makes him just forget things at the same time.
So I feel like he would be, like, pretty pale and have dark circles under his eyes all the time.
Like, long, scraggly hair that he just doesn't really take care of. Maybe pulled back hastily in a ponytail, if needed. Very, like, kind of unclean, but maybe Mimsy sometimes is very grandmotherly towards him.
Wants to, like, brush his hair for him and stuff. He has, like, tattered clothes, probably.
Yep. Holes in his socks and shoes and pants everywhere. What would this guy's name be?
Yeah. He's a human, so pretty normal.
Yeah, pretty normal name.
Taren.
Terrence?
Taren. Yeah. Terrence is too weird of a name.
I almost feel like he needs kind of a really bad name that everyone's like, oh, man.
Your Billy Bob.
Named you that?
Maybe like an adjective or something.
I mean, sneaky's too obvious.
Yeah.
That's not quite what it is. Twitch. Because he's so twitchy.
Yeah, or like...
He's always awake.
Well, that's just what people call him. Like, he doesn't know what his real name is anymore.
He doesn't even know his name anymore. It just kind of changes.
Like
Fritz.
Fitz, maybe? Fritz, yeah.
Always on the Fritz.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Fritz could maybe work. Do you like that one?
Fritz? Yeah. So Fritz, the human rogue that's sleep-deprived because he's being tormented by an ominous figure in his sleep. And he's, like, scraggly, and he's unkempt, and just kind of all over the place.
Oh, moving around, eyes, like, super shifty.
Right. Okay.
All right, so we got one left.
And so we're gonna just go based on a class, right?
It's either we could do it based off class or based off of a name and go from there.
Okay.
Whichever one you would prefer.
Yeah, so we have a dwarf, a barbarian, and a rogue. Rogue. Let's do a name.
Okay.
Because that's one we've always been struggling with the most.
That's true. It'd be nice to have that given to us. Okay, so on this fantasy name generator, it specifically wants you to first pick
the type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess in a way we could like pick race first and then name from there.
Yeah, I can do that on this one too. Could
just click on one of them randomly.
Dasha Sulima.
Dasha Sulima.
Mm-hmm.
Dasha Sulima.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like someone who like lives in the sands or something.
Oh, cool. Do you like that or do you want a new one?
I mean, I'm not in love with it.
Okay. That's fine. Petro Hargroth.
Patronum. What? Hargroth?
Hargroth.
Petro. That's a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of those standing out to you very much?
Ovina Under Earth. I like that. Ovina Under Earth.
Ovina?
Yeah. O-V-I-N-A. Under Earth. Nowhere.
Nowhere. No name. Prisma.
Prisma's cool.
Laka.
Prisma's a cool name.
Prisma.
Glim Clam. Oh, it's pretty cute. Rowan Evenwood.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan Evenwood.
Sounds like a druid or a ranger or something.
Yeah. Very elfish. Hella. Echo.
That's cool, too. I like Prisma. Westra Hornraven. That's cool.
Westra. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, let's choose from those.
All right, wheel. I'm going to enter in.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're going to put it into a wheel, and you're going to spin the wheel, and that's the name that we're going
to
have.
I typed in Ovina, and it corrected it to COVID?
Oh.
Like, no?
No, not quite.
What? Oops. Westra. So I have Ovina, Prisma, Westra, not Western.
Yeah.
Rowan. All right. Entries.
Egert.
Spin. Spin.
Oh. Spin the wheel.
Oh, Rowan Evenwood was the winner.
Man, that sounds very, like, elvish to me.
It is very elvish. Oh, yay. It's confetti everywhere.
Oh, yay.
All right, so we have to build a whole elven character that's Rowan Evenwood.
Yeah, so we have a barbarian, a warlock, and a rogue. So we probably need a healer.
Yeah.
So paladin, cleric. We could do, like, a druid or a ranger, though.
That's true.
They could have healing spells.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, a strictly, like, yeah. Has to be cleric or anything.
Right. So you think an elf?
Yeah, this sounds
elf,
like a very...
Wood elf, elven. Maybe?
I'd say wood elf.
Yeah, I would, too.
There's even wood in her name. Her name, its name, I don't know.
Their name.
Their name. I feel like this is the one that's probably a bit more level-headed. With this crazy crew. maybe even the leader, kind of.
What class?
So this person...
Druid, ranger, cleric, paladin. We could do like a monk.
We could even do like a multi-class too. That's true. A mix. Doesn't have to be strictly one or the other. Maybe, I feel like part cleric and part something else. But something more, like, woodsy.
Cleric druid?
Yeah!
Sick.
Why not?
That sounds like a fun multi-class.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, because if you're one with, like, all the plants and earth and everything, you would be very knowledgeable on how to use them medicinally. Yeah. So I could definitely see this character doing that.
I just thought about it, too. I mean, a wood elf is a good choice, but also maybe, like a gnome or something would be cute.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would actually be adorable, too.
What else is fine, though? So she is very level-headed, probably, like, pretty calm in general, and, like, calculating, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Can handle, like, Mad Mimsy's anger and calm her down if need be, and can coax the rogue from... his moments.
Yeah, she's definitely the glue of the party.
Yeah. And then toning down, like, the dwarf who's running around being like, I'm going to be a legendary hero.
Yeah, he's probably, like, yeah, pretty good socially, you know?
Oh, but yeah,
also,
probably.
Also is able to, like blend in pretty well, you know, like, not draw too much attention to herself. Herself.
Not very dramatic.
Yeah, what does she look like?
I feel like she could be... I don't know. She doesn't seem super outstanding in any way. Like, nice.
Very simple.
Yeah, keeps it simple, you know, doesn't need anything extravagant or anything that, like, screams, look at me.
What color hair?
You know? Like, a nice bark brown.
Bark brown.
The texture, maybe, is almost even barkish,
oh,
too.
Oh, interesting. Green eyes.
Yeah, green eyes, very, very with the woods.
Maybe, like, darker skin, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's, like, not super tall for an elf, but pretty, like, average all around.
Yeah.
Probably, like, pretty lithe and nimble. Cool. All
right.
So, to recap, we have Dabble, the dwarf warlock, who probably has some kind of trickster god that is convincing him that the cult he has joined is helping him be the resurrection of some great warrior. Mm-hmm. And he's got a big future ahead of him, so he's very happy and rosy cheeks, little button nose.
Optimistic towards a better future.
Exactly. He's got a curly little blonde mustache, and he wears really brightly colored garish robes. I love him. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have Mad Mimsy, the elderly Githzari barbarian woman.
It seems like for some reason a weird mix. It's so just weird. The fact that it's a grandma though, specifically. Like, this is a very wizened
She rages easily, but not necessarily from rage. She's tall and lanky. She has like poofy grandma curls, wears big glasses, like owlbear slippers. She's always tired, and she dual wields giant knitting needles.
Yes. Oh, man. Those are probably our two greatest creations.
I love her. And then we have, like, kind of weirdo Fritz, the human rogue who is always sleep deprived because he has dreams of some ominous figure trying to tell him a message that he doesn't understand. He has, like, scraggly dark hair. He's, like, unkempt, shifty eyes. Like, dark circles.
Yeah, just always constantly, like, startled by things. Surprisingly, being the rogue. But he's also, like, super quiet, though.
Yep. You forget that he's there a lot of the time.
Yes.
And then rounding out the party, we have Rowan Evenwood, the wood elf cleric druid. She's very level-headed and calm, very calculating. She can handle all the other weirdness of the party members.
Balances them very well.
She's, like, very lithe, has bark brown hair, green eyes, kind of darker skin. She's nimble, and she's got charisma, but she can also, like, blend in pretty easily.
Yeah, she knows, like, how to, like,
general population.
Adjust to the situation.
Yeah.
As needed. So, unlike everybody else, where they are very specific with what they can do, she can kind of, like, help mold herself around
that. I mean, I think that sounds like a really fun party.
This actually, I was just gonna say, maybe this is a party that we could use in the future for, like,
maybe
a
we can live play this.
Yes.
We just get to pick who we want to play.
Just, we could randomly generate who each person gets and then just go from there.
So, yeah, that's one of our Potions episodes.
Experimental.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to see what we could come up with by improvising and kind of bouncing ideas off each other, because that's, like, a lot of the fun of D&D.
Yeah, exactly.
Just making things together, so.
And hearing the ideas, like, some of the stuff, you'll hear one thing, but I'll hear the other, yeah. You know? And it's just kind of interesting.
Like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, the thought processes, and it's neat, like, creating characters together, you know?
And we'll try and link the sites that we used, and again, a lot of this we got... The first couple we got from watching Jenny D's video of how to randomly generate characters. And yeah, we'll link the sites and descriptions and stuff for you to physically be able to follow the links. But feel free to use these ideas if you make a character.
If you so desire.
if you make somebody like Dabble or Mad Mimsy, please let us know, because yeah, I would really love to see them.
They're so great.
Or if you draw a character and want to send it to us, that'd be awesome.
It's nice to have like characters with flair, you
yeah
know?
Just kind of mix it up, especially when you make so many characters all the time.
I know, and it's fun to have fun with the characters too.
So you can find us on Instagram at Potions of Potpourri. You can email us if you want to like start a conversation or send us some of your content or just chat. potionsandpotpourri@gmail.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Yeah. Let us know.
We have a Facebook page too. And just in general, like, yeah, let us know what you think of our process or how these characters would work in a party, or if we need like maybe another one or something, and just how the creation process went.
Yeah, and again, just to reiterate, our potions portion is, I'll say that 10 times fast, is again, it's very experimental, you know? It's like we're scientists, we're mixing stuff together and seeing what goes poof, ah, or explodes.
Well, I think we came up with a great group of things.
I think this is pretty great, and in the future, we're probably going to do something more like, maybe we'll build a whole world or like a plot hook or something on the fly.
Yeah.
But who knows? We never really know too far ahead of time.
It's kind of the whole point.
We try to keep it as improv-y as possible.
Yeah, flex the improv muscle a little.
Yeah, exactly. Which is always good to do that every now and then. But, all right, yep. So, thanks for stopping by. This is Keisha.
This is Kayla. Bye.
All right, till next time, y'all.